From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The group was bigger than usual, that word today from the captain of the tour boat that capsized on Lake George last Sunday. 20 elderly tourists died on that trip. Funerals are planned for this weekend for many of the victims. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton visited Temperance, Michigan, where 6 of the victims lived.
A few days after the tragedy, the Bedford Senior Center near Temperance is back to normal. As normal as possible when 6 popular members are gone forever. About 80 people are gathering for a hot lunch today. Sharon Throm, who oversees the center, says routines are a reminder that the community survives, even as the seniors here mourn their friends. Lots of people knew that a group of Temperance women had just left for a boat tour in New York, but they didn't or couldn't connect it right away with news reports about a tragic boat accident on Lake George.
And so I think that it was quite a shock at first when we realized that those were some of our own that were involved in that.
5 days later, it's still a shock. Fewer than 8,000 people live in Temperance, and everyone personally knew one or more of the victims. Throm says there's a significant void at Bedford Senior Center.
Two of the ladies, Virginia and Viola, always participated with our special activities, helped with what we called our trash and treasures, which is one, it's kind of like a flea market type thing that we do. And of course, Mrs. Menor was the secretary here at the Senior Center and had been with us for 30 years.
Joanne Menor also organized many senior trips, including the one aboard the Ethan Allen. Menor's pastor, Frank Payne, will officiate at her funeral tomorrow. He describes her as a people person.
Having talked to some of the seniors, I know they would tell me, when they would hear about a trip, well, is Joanne organizing this one? And if it was, I'm signing up for that one. She was one of the things people looked for in what trips they choose to make as seniors.
Payne went to the Bedford Senior Center a couple of days after the accident to provide grief counseling, but he says many people weren't yet ready to talk about it. In the middle of all of it, the Senior Center also had to deal with media demands. Pearl Albert Green says Joanne Menor was one of her dearest friends, but she's been so busy talking to reporters about her that she says she hasn't had time to cry.
I keep thinking I'm going to sit down for lunch and Joanne's going to be there. I still can't quite face it.
Albert Green says she takes some comfort in knowing that Joanne Menor and the other women enjoyed life to the very end.
They were doing what they wanted to be doing. They loved that trip east. So those were all those thrilling things that those of us who are widows and a little older like to do and to say we're having a great time.
Next week, the Senior Center will hold its annual Fall Bazaar, and other volunteers will replace those who've been lost. They say canceling the event was never an option, because that isn't what any of these women would have wanted. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.